This is the Midday Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing for our midday market discussion. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Yeah, we got a little firmer trade so far, at least up to this time frame in the grain market. So we'll see how we finish out the day. You know, first off, corn futures, like, just kind of getting some good follow through, led by that wheat market. Wheat market continues to work itself a little bit higher here on the session. Now, corn's kind of rallying up key levels of resistance here around that 440, 445 area of the May. We're holding under that right now. I would be surprised. Maybe we're seeing some movement out there, a little bit of hedge pressure. We'll have to see how that kind of goes. Again, just got a lot of supply that could limit the top side of this rally. Over on the soybean side of the equation, we got those CONAD numbers this morning. A nice cut in that Brazilian production. The market may have known that was coming to a point, but it was enough to run us off the lows from the overnight. Again, same thing like corn. How far can we go here? There's a lot of selling going on from the Brazilian producer. They're behind on their sales. So a price move like this gives them opportunity to get some hedging in, so that could limit the upside here in the short term, as we just got a lot of supplies for both corn and soybeans on the front end. But then you go down to that wheat market. We've had a couple days of negative news in wheat, and you know, we continue to see prices try to rally. Now again, we were trading 5, 6, 7 cents higher earlier. Now we're kind of drifting back again as we hit some resistance around that 550 area. So we'll have to see how we close today. So I think realistically, given the push we've seen in prices, today's closes or tomorrow's early price action could be very, very key for these grain markets, whether these rallies are going to hold, or are we going to flatten out, or do we start correcting back again.
John, what's happening right now as well with wheat?
You know, that wheat market, like I said, we've just seen some really good news, or really good reaction to the negative news. Could be just a sign that, you know, hey, this market is a little bit undervalued according to the global scale, but we are still seeing direct competition from those Russian prices as well as European prices, which are extremely cheap compared to U.S. wheat. And even despite those cancellations that we've seen from China here regarding those U.S. wheat purchases, you know, this market found itself a way to rally here these last handful of day. So it's kind of a bit of a limbo area point right now. We'll probably maybe move ourselves into a little more of a sideways fashion as we kind of figure things out here. But, you know, again, in all these grains of funds and those managed money positions, we're sitting short this market. March is typically a window maybe they don't want to be that short just because of things brewing in terms of weather and things coming down the road, that maybe we're just seeing some fund liquidation here as they're just setting themselves up for the next push one way or another based on the spring.
What's the situation in the protein sector here today?
Cattle market's getting a decent bid, at least to start today. Nice day in the retail market. We got choice carcasses up over 312. Hopefully that can continue to fuel this cash trade. You know, cattle market was looking a little bit soft going into the day. Now we're trading a buck plus higher in the April and the Junes, trying to get back up, maybe re-challenge that recent high here from last week. So we'll have to watch that. Right now, though, the cattle market overall working itself in more of a sideways fashion here, just waiting to see if we can continue to get that strength, that grilling man to kick in. Over on the hog side, quiet day there. Got a little bump in the April hogs, kind of maybe about a little bit oversold here. Cash index continues to kind of flatten out now, so maybe it's had its run. Watching those summer hogs, good values there. Today we're real quiet and mixing those summer hogs, but again, up over the dollar level for June, July, and August, probably an area where I make sure we got some protection in if you got hogs in that time frame.
John Heimberg of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here today. John, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure, love chat with them anytime. Feel free to give me a call, 800-334-9779. Shoot me an email at johnh@totalfarmmarketing.com. And again, don't forget that website of ours, totalfarmmarketing.com.
Thanks so much for the information here today. We appreciate it, John. Have a great rest of your day.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
That was John Heimberg with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. At midday, May corn is up 1.5 at 443.25. May soybeans up 8.75 at 11.88 even. May soybean meal up 10 cents at 337.30. May soybean oil up 89 cents at 47.53. Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 551.75. Minneapolis wheat up 1 even at 671 even. Kansas City hard red wheat unchanged at 598.75. And May oats up 2.75 at 373.5. On the Merc, April live cattle up $1.22 at 188.82. March feeder cattle up $1.10 at $2.49.35. April lean hogs up $1.02 at $84.30. April pork cutout unchanged at $92.20. And Class 3 milk unchanged at $16.47. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.